Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues that matter most to our public schooling families with the one and only Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Ralph, welcome back to the program, sir. I hope the right team won the big game yesterday.
Well, they did.
All right. Good to hear. Hey, the New York Board of Regents is crisscrossing the state right now, getting input on proposed new graduation standards. These public hearings will continue through April, I'm told. What sort of information are they looking for, and do you support this endeavor?
I've participated in this kind of thing before, and I have to tell you, I think it's a waste of time. But what they're looking for is, I mean, some basic things like, what do you want our children to know and to be able to do before they graduate? How do we want them to demonstrate that they have that knowledge and skills? And that gets into the whole thing of, you know, are the Regents exams really worth having? Does it really demonstrate the learning that the students have achieved?
So they're looking to basically see if kids are college and career ready, correct?
Yeah. Yes, and that, you know, that's valuable information, but I think we probably already know most of the answers. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, those will continue, and they're happening all over the state. So if you're interested, I'm sure there's information out there somewhere where you can put your two cents in. Let's head to Pennsylvania then, Ralph. The governor will be taking the wraps off his big budget speech tomorrow. In it, he's going to be calling for borrowing over $1 billion to get lead and asbestos out of public schools. Apparently, in Pennsylvania, a lot of schools are pretty old, and this is a big problem. Talk about this issue and how dangerous that can be if we don't do those remediation kind of efforts.
Well, they can be very dangerous issues. There are several aspects of it, though, that I get concerned about. It's interesting that every year in Pennsylvania, the governor and lawmakers have hundreds of millions of dollars that they are able to distribute to school districts for favorite projects. But the lead and asbestos doesn't seem to be one that really gets a lot of attention. So the governor said, well, let's come up with $1 billion and we'll spread it out in a grant format. The problem with that is I think it works really against small schools, which there are hundreds of them in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Because the big city schools like Philadelphia and Pittsburgh have grant writers that know what grant recipients are looking for, mm-hmm. where small schools, it just is something else that the superintendent or someone in the district needs to do.
Yeah, and it's funny, Michael Gear with the Pennsylvania Family Institute was on our Capital Connection program saying the very same thing you're saying about how disproportionate the funds are in Philadelphia. Probably going to get the bulk of that, while a lot of these smaller
right.
school districts won't see very much at all. Let's
Absolutely.
Keep heading south. We've gone from New York to Pennsylvania, and now North Carolina, where beginning next year, I thought this was kind of an interesting trendsetter type story. Students will be required to take and pass a financial literacy course in order to graduate. Would you like to see that sort of a thing catch on, Ralph?
Well, I would. It's interesting that actually North Carolina is going to be the 20th state that's picked this up. The problem is that there's a lot of opposition to it because the North Carolina lawmakers want to make it a standalone class.
Mm-hmm.
And teachers are concerned about if that happens, they're probably going to have to reduce one of the history classes or something else in order to fit it into the student schedules. And, you know, some of them are saying, and I think they're right, that some of this is taught in the career and tech education courses. You know, basic things like balancing a checkbook, paying
yeah.
for college credit scores, car loans, that kind of thing, which is really useful information. But I don't know that it needs a standalone course, that takes a semester to deal with. I
yeah.
think it can be dealt in other ways.
Yeah. Hey, maybe they should make our lawmakers take a financial literacy course before they can represent us and Awkward sides. Okay, we'll keep moving on.
No, I was just waiting for you to finish because I'll give 100% endorsement of that.
I know you would. Then before we get in too much trouble, this is the time of year if you are interested in serving on your local school board. This is why you exist, Ralph. I know you had a workshop or last month where a lot of people came out, expressed an interest in this. What do people need to do? Hey, I want to make an impact. What better way to make an impact in your community than to serve on your school board? Help us get started.
Yeah, that's really true. And this is the time of year to be thinking about it. The first thing is, go if you haven't been, go to your local school board meeting and find out what's going on. And then after you've done that, go to our website, which is simply whyrun.org. And on there, we have all kinds of materials about running for your local school board. And it is important work, and we certainly encourage people to do that. This is the time of year because, as you know, the election comes up in May, mm-hmm. but there are certain filing deadlines that have to take place before then. So now is the time. Step up and make a difference.
All right. And before we get in too much trouble with our local elected representatives, we love you all. let's go ahead and wrap this one up. Again, folks want to serve on that school board one more time. Ralph, tell us what that website is.
Just simply whyrun.org.